listening, and sorry for the technical difficulties, and I hope everybody is doing very well. You are the star. Ah, oh, it's 8 o'clock. Okay, bye. Thank you so much. Have a good night, everyone.
Oh, I think we live. Hold up. Aye. Bada bing, bada boom, y'all. We live. All right, so my name is Steven, aka 42069, also known as, or better known as, Ducky by those who know me best. So we're going to start with some things that I'm legally required to tell you. So for some IDs. You are listening to WRBB 104.9 FM in Boston, Massachusetts. This event is also broadcasting on WTBU 89.3 FM in Boston, WHRB 95.3 FM in Cambridge, WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford, and WZBC 90.3 FM in Newton. Thank you for tuning in to the Radio Spectacular hosted by WRBB, WMFO, WTBU, WHRB, WECB, and WZBC. This collaborative event is a fundraiser for three local nonprofits: Black and Pink Massachusetts, Violence in Boston, and Families for Justice's Healing. You can donate to these organizations by sending a monetary donation to @RadioSpectacular. Again, that is @@RadioSpectacular on Venmo. On Venmo, all proceeds from this event will be donated evenly to the three organizations. You can learn more about this event and the organizations being supported at radiospectacular.com. I'm gonna spell that out for you. Radiospectacular.com. I'm gonna spell that out for you. That's radio, R-A-D-I-O, spectacular, S-P-E-C-T-A-Q-U. No, it's not. Let me read that. At radio, spelled normally, spectacular, spelled normally, which is S-P-E-C-T-A-C-U-L-A-R. All right, that's enough of my voice. We're going to get the music started. We got a lot of some smooth R&B coming at y'all tonight. So we're going to start with Breaking My Heart, in parentheses, Pretty Brown Eyes, by Mint Condition. After that, you're going to hear That's the Way Love Goes by Norman Brown, and we'll circle back to the rest of it later. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Breaking my heart, yeah. Breaking. satisfying to me, I must confess it, girl.
Ooh, and I like it.
You send chills up my spine every time I take one look at you.
Ooh, and I like it.
Girl, you're blowing my mind with the things you say to me. I like the way you comb your hair, and I like those stylish clothes you wear. It's just the little things you do that show how much you really care. Like when I'm all alone with you, you know exactly what to do. You put that fire inside of me and make it more than just a dream.
Ooh, and I like it.
You send chills up my spine every time.
Chills up my spine every time I take one look at you.
Ooh.
All right. Good evening once again. Y'all are listening to the Radio Spectacular with your host 42069 from WHRB. That's Harvard Radio Broadcasting on the east side of the Mississippi River. This is not the Steven from the Harvard Radio Broadcasting on the west side of the Mississippi. He has no affiliation with us and is in fact my arch nemesis. Now, if you were confused by the penguin gif on the stream, it's because a penguin is WHRB's mascot, and Herbie the Penguin is proudly featured on WHRB's merchandise right here. If you couldn't tell, I'm currently wearing it. Anyways, after That's the Way Love Goes, you heard I Like It by DeBarge and Mary Jane All Night Long by Mary J. Blige. Coming up next is Why I Came to California by Leon Ware and St. Elmo's Fire by Michael Franks, if we even get that far. But I hope you guys enjoy it. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. All right, let's get back to the music.
From the hillside to cave, then I find there is no one there, but I think of you, and I know we are something new. We get high and high, crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and flat that it's hard to know just where you're at. But now I know I want you, I want you to be my woman.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's event for the Radio Spectacular, hosted by WRBB, WFMO, WTBU, and WHRB, WECB, My College of Emerson, and WZBC. This collaborative event is a fundraiser for three local nonprofits, Black and Pink Massachusetts, Violence in Boston, and Families for Justice as Healing. You can donate to all these organizations tonight by sending a monetary donation to @RadioSpectacular on Venmo. The R and the S are capitalized. All proceeds from this event will be donated evenly to three organizations. You can learn more about this event and the organizations being supported at RadioSpectacular.com. Thank you so much again for all tuning in. You're probably wondering, why the heck was I listening to that horn? Why the heck was I listening to that song? The reason is, this is my show called Bruins on Point, hosted by me, Ben Aliber. I am an upcoming junior at Emerson College. My show is about the Boston Bruins, hockey, and all things NHL. Tonight, we have a 30-minute show for you with some ads in between. So, first off, I'm going to start talking about the Bruins and the Islanders series, the Bruins and the Washington Capitals series that just ended a few days ago. And after that, I am going to play some ads that we are chosen to do that are given to me by the producers who are helping run the show tonight. And then after that, I'm going to get into the series of the Capitals. But without further ado, let us get underway. The Boston Bruins had a heavy, unpredicted matchup with the Washington Capitals. For me, I'm a huge Bruins fan. I'm a huge hockey fan. I did not expect this series to end in five games at all. You know, starting off in game one the way it did, I was nervous because no one wants to lose in game one the way the Bruins did in overtime. Losing in overtime in any sport is a killer way to go down. But you know, this is why hockey is one of the hardest sports to win. It's 8 consecutive weeks after the end of the season. You could play a total of 28 more games on top of that. 28 more games. of a minimum of 60 minutes per game, skating on the ice, you know, with the legs moving all the time, barely any breaks. You know, you have to have amazing lung capacity to do that. But, you know, I'm deferring away from my point. I'm getting off track. So let's get back on track. In Game 1, the Bruins played the Washington Capitals. The Boston Bruins were the 3 seed. The Washington Capitals were the 2 seed in this series. Now, this was a lopsided series, as I said in the beginning. In Game 1, the Bruins fell 3-2 in overtime. I was not really expecting the way it did because they started their younger goalie, Vita Vanecek, but he went down with an injury going to do a split stop trying to stop the puck from going in around the post, and they had to put in veteran goaltender Craig Anderson, who a few years ago stopped the Bruins in the first round from passing the Ottawa Senators when he was a goalie with them and blanked them in 7 games. And it actually happened 2 years, and 2 years in a span of 3. So Anderson was 39 years old in this game, and the next game, actually, he turned 40. Anderson was next man up, and he came in. He faced 22 shots from the Bruins and surrendered a goal to Nick Ritchie on a power play after Jake DeBrusk's goal, who opened the goals for the playoffs for the Bruins. Now, that wasn't the Bruins' strongest performance, but then again, it's a first game of the playoffs. It's a different atmosphere. You know, you're playing in front of some majority of fans that you haven't seen in a while. You're getting that feel for the energy. You're on the road, so it's going to be a sluggish start. But then comes game 2, which the Bruins completely turned around, in my opinion. In game 2, the Bruins, you know, they were learning their lesson. They had an awakening from star acquisition at the trade deadline of Taylor Hall, left winger, who the Bruins have needed for years. In all my radio shows, I have talked about this time and time and time again. The Bruins cannot just rely on the perfection line. They cannot rely on Patrice Bergeron, Brad Marchand, and David Pastrnak, you know, who serves each shot up with the side of meatballs. But, you know, they're finally getting that secondary scoring. They're finally getting it. You know, with Nick Ritchie, Taylor Hall now, and David Krejci. They haven't had that first line, second line combination since 2012 or 2013 when the Bruins made their cup run against the Chicago Blackhawks, But in this game is when those two lines both awakened. Because you had Taylor Hall on the second line getting 7 shots of his own. You know, Tuukka Rask was stellar, making 36 saves. You had Brad Marchand, who's always, you know, getting in there, sneaky, getting under the hits, getting away from the boards, getting the game-winning goal in overtime. Less than a minute in, if I was correct, which I think I am when I say that. The goal was less than a minute into the game. And when you think about that, you know, it's in overtime. So you're going to expect high velocity, high defense right away. But the Bruins managed a perfect off-the-draw face-off play to dump it into the boards. And then it came to Marchand, who passed it to Bergeron. Who passed it across the ice with this nice, beautiful saucer pass to Matt Gretzlick, who then passed it back to Marchand, who had a filthy, and let me tell you, it was a filthy one-timer goal. You know, after that, I went crazy. I was screaming. You know, the next day, I went outside, I was talking to my neighbor, and he said, yeah, I could actually hear you screaming through the wall, and I was like, oh, wait, really? What parts did you hear me scream? And he's like, well, I heard you swearing a lot. And I was like, oh, I'm okay. What else did you hear? And he said, well, you know, I didn't know if they won or lost because there was one point where there was a breakaway in overtime and in the very beginning of it, right before the goal was scored, and they missed. It was a bad hook call that wasn't called. This should have been a penalty. And my neighbor is telling me that he doesn't have cable anymore, so he just has the updates. So when I was screaming and swearing, he was thinking, oh man, did we lose? Did we go down 2-0? But no, we didn't go down 2-0. After that game, we went up 2-1. And that game, wow, everybody, that game really had me on edge. That game actually had me on edge, like it was going to give me a heart attack. I thought I was having the biggest migraine from it. I was honestly thinking of calling into work the next day and saying, if they lost in double overtime, just being like, hey, I'm too depressed. I can't work today. We went down 2-0 in the series. You know, I think I need to take a me day to recuperate, you know, to catch my breath, to keep my cool. But, you know, a double overtime goal by Craig Smith, who was a very debatable, actually, signing by the Bruins, but it was a cheap amount, $3 million for about 3 years, so till he's 33, 34, and he got it and swept it in off a horrible play from their goalie and defenseman who are not on cue with a wraparound goal, and just the Bruins took off from there. They would go on then to win the next game, 4-1. After a heavy beating. And then after that, they would go to the game after that, game 5, where the Bruins would open the score. No, sorry. The Bruins would open the scoring 1-0. Then the Capitals tied it up. And then Patrice Bergeron led by example, the captain getting it done. Two goals to clinch the series, 3-1. And nothing is better than hearing Jack Edwards on Nesson call a series-clinching goal. You heard it in 2013 against the Leafs. You heard it in 2017 against the Leafs. You heard it in 2019 and 18 against the Leafs. No, and the Leafs are mulch again. Or who can forget? In the spring, the Leafs fall. No. It's those little things, or I'm trying to think where I'm going with this. All I'm trying to say is that you gotta love him. It gives so much energy to us watching back home when we can't be in a stadium, but it must be great for the players, especially someone like Patrice Bergeron beating his old teammate and old longtime captain of the Boston Bruins, Zdeno Chara. That was in Washington. Yes, it was in Washington. It wasn't on home ice. But now the Bruins are going to be coming back and having home ice advantage against the New York Islanders. But in this game that was against the Capitals, two big takeaways, in my opinion, that happened. One, you know, not only did we knock Zdeno Chara out of the playoffs, it's also really funny. Because Tory Krug, who also left the Bruins, was knocked out of the playoffs in 4 games. Now, it wasn't really Chara's fault because he wanted to stay a Bruin. But the Bruins said, look, I'm sorry, but we need to move on. We need to give our younger core a chance. Chara's like, okay, fair enough. But Krug, you know, he was looking for a payday. He got that payday, and look what happened. They got swept. 4 games. So I just think that's kind of ironic that, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to do so much better than the Bruins. You know, we're going to make it far. And then look what happened. Now, as I said, after I talked about the Bruins, I would need to play some ads. Play that too early. So you're going to hear about 2 minutes of ads. Then it's going to be straight talk for the rest of the show. So here are the sponsored ads.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through. Like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All right. And thank you, everybody, for those sponsored ads to help with our radio telethon. All right. So let's get back to it. We're going to be moving on now to the Bruins and the New York Islanders preview. So it was I'm scared. I've been texting my friends about this. I'm very scared about this matchup because the Bruins did not do good at all against the Islanders. In the first 5 games, we lost every game. We had 3 losses in regular, in the regulation, and 2 losses in overtime. But we did win the final 3 games. We didn't have the goals for, but we did have the scoring chances, 195 to 157. Now, the only reason we really won those last 3 games was because of the acquisition of Taylor Hall, who made some filthy, ridiculous plays, some that I have not seen in a while, some that honestly haven't even seen, you know, live before. He made some behind-the-back plays. He made some a between-the-leg shot. I'm pretty sure he, you know, roofed it over the goalie for one, you know, did a little chip shot, kind of like you do when you're playing street hockey or you're playing soccer and you want to kick it over the goalie or what else? When you're trying to kick a piece of fruit or something over a friend and you fail or hacky sack. I don't know, that may be just me there. But all in all, this is going to be a great series. The first game is going to be tomorrow night, actually, and I'm looking forward to it a lot. And my prediction for this series, honestly, is I'm going to say it will go to, 6 games. Bruins win in 6. My predictions are Bruins take game 1, Islanders take games 2 and 3, Bruins take game 4 and 5 and 6. Nope. Bruins take game 4. I'm going to say 7, actually. Islanders take game 5. Bruins take game 6. And then Bruins take game 7. So, 4-3 series. Bruins winning the first and last game. That's all that matters. As long as they win 4, I'm all for it. That means they're halfway to the Stanley Cup. And they only need 8 wins to go. But with all this, you know, comes some difficulties. Because can the Bruins match up to the speed of the Islanders? Because the Islanders are a very young core. We were not able to figure them out game after game because it was always the same players scoring and scoring. If we can shut down those players, just like we did, just like we shut down the Washington Capitals, that is the key to success right there. That is the key to winning. That is the key to moving on to the conference finals, whoever that may be against, because it's going to be a much different outlook this year. If we can shut down Matt Barzal, if we can shut down Anthony Beauvillier, if we can somehow get past the amazing goalie that the New York Islanders have, Semyon Varlamov. I know it's Varlamov. I don't know how to pronounce his first name. Don't fault me on that. You know, I pay attention to my team the most. Don't fault me. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Okay, who really pays attention to the harder names to pronounce unless it's something like the greatest quarterback of all time and Tom Brady? And yes, I did just say that. So if you're upset about that, I don't know, tell that to Brady's seven rings now. Yeah, tell that to Brady's seven rings. But let's get back to hockey. I talked about the Islanders preview and what I think is going to happen there. But just for a second, in the last few minutes, let's go into other games. Let's go into something that I always like to do near the end of my show, because we're wrapping up soon. Go into the other playoffs. So, as I said, the Colorado Avalanche were facing off against the St. Louis Blues. They swept them. Tonight, right now, the Colorado Avalanche are either going to be playing the Vegas Golden Knights, who won the President's Trophy for having the most points this season, or the Minnesota Wild. Now, what's interesting about both these games tonight with the Knights and the Wild is they're both undefeated in Game 7s. The Wild have only played in two Game 7s and they're undefeated in their franchise history. And the Vegas Golden Knights, and the Vegas Golden Knights have played in 5 under their head coach. In his history as a head coach, he is undefeated. I'm going to give this game to the Minnesota Wild because I think they've been able to figure it out and shock everybody. And I just don't think that the Vegas Golden Knights can pull it off. They were a fan favorite going into the playoffs, but after seeing them lose and go to Game 7 when pretty much nobody predicted it, not even experts predicted this was going to happen, not one expert. So I can give that to them. Going down, we have the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Canadiens. Here's the thing about that. I was also talking with my friend. As a diehard Bruins fan, I don't want either to move on. I want both of them to lose. So it's a tough picking between the both of our franchise rivals. But I'm going to say that the Canadiens come back in the next two games, down from 3-2, and win it. As I said, right now, the Bruins are going to be facing the Islanders. I'm giving the Bruins that series in 7. And then you have the Carolina Hurricanes and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Both very good teams. Both had an outstanding season that was pretty unpredictable, honestly. For this series, I'm going to give it to Carolina in 6. So, with that in mind, something that's going to be happening then this year is the final 4 teams are going to be reseeded. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not going to be, because of the way all the divisions are split up, it's not going to work perfectly like that. So, if that were the case, it would be the Bruins, the Carolina Hurricanes. Then, in the other series of the Canadiens versus Winnipeg Jets, I'm giving I'm giving it the Jets. So that'd be a 3 as well. And the Colorado Avalanche over the Minnesota Wild. So with that in mind, I'm going to go Avalanche, who would be facing the Boston Bruins. And then the Hurricanes, who are going to be facing the Winnipeg Jets. I'm going to say Bruins win. Avalanche, unfortunately, win a series over the Boston Bruins. Because in the past few years, the Bruins have not done historically good against the Avalanche. And I'm going to say Avalanche are going to be facing the Carolina Hurricanes in the Stanley Cup. Kind of redemption tour, honestly, for the Carolina Hurricanes, because in the past 4 years, they made the conference finals. No, in the past 3 years, they made conference finals two times. And they lost each time. So, with that, I'm going to say Avalanche versus Hurricanes, with the Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup. Nathan MacKinnon getting his cup at long last for the first time in his young career. But again, you know, that's a long way down the road. We got a long way to go for that. Moving backwards, we're going to wrap it up a little bit now and talk about the projected lines for the Bruins and what I think of them. Of course, Brad Marchand, Bergeron, Pastrnak. Perfect. First line done. Second line, Taylor Hall, David Krejci, Craig Smith. Perfect. Boom. Done. Nick Ritchie, Charlie Coyle, Jake DeBrusk. That's a part I have a big fault in. That's something I really don't like. And here's why. Jake DeBrusk is... This is going to be a big battle of wits, and it's going to be a big battle of physicalness. Jake DeBrusk doesn't have that. I think the Boston Bruins should put in Trent Frederick on the fourth line and move Sean Crowley up one line. So it would be Nick Ritchie, Charlie Coyle, Sean Crowley. And then on the fourth line, to be Curtis Cesar, Chris Wagner, who are kind of like their own version of the Mighty Ducks Bash Brothers, but, you know, in later time and grown up and not stripping in the penalty box like they did in the movie, although that was a very funny scene to watch. The Bruins just need to be physical. That's the key to success. That's why the big bad Bruins were always winning in the 70s. They had that physicalness to their game. They had that extra momentum they were getting from those big hits. That extra momentum they were getting from the crowd feeding off those plays. You may disagree with me, but I do apologize. I'm like, you know those moments where you have a radio show, probably don't know this, but you have everything planned out, minute by minute, you have all the topics, and then boom, everything goes out the window, because you get through everything fast enough, so you have to make small talk to get past it, get those minutes past, so there's no just dead air like I'm doing right now, but you know, it's working. It's working. As long as, you know, the Bruins, we just need to punch. We need to score goals, like always. We need to up the ante. That will happen this series. That's not something that happened in 2019. We didn't have as much of a physical tone as I've been seeing lately. We also have a rejuvenized second line, which is one of my out of the three main points I want to make here. The way the Bruins can win the Stanley Cup this year, keep the second line going. Don't let up. Taylor Hall and David Krejci need to keep their chemistry intact and connect. David Pastrnak needs to step up on that first four line. He needs to step up and keep scoring goals like he did in those last two games of the series. He has the chances. He's getting the chances. That part is obvious. But he just needs to capitalize. in 3. Body on the boards. Don't be afraid to hit. Don't be afraid to take hits. Don't be afraid to get to the dirty areas, guys. No, those are the 3 keys to success. And if all else fails, just drop the gloves and keep and go pounding on a guy. I'm not saying go all Tom Wilson and throw a guy onto the ice by their head. No, but you know, just go for the knockout. Go for the 1-2 combo. You know, go Popeye style. You know, just take out a can of spinach, chug it quick. You know, see those muscles flare up, and then boom, boom, pow. You know, night's out. Good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite. But looks like the bed bugs do have to bite right now. I wanted to thank WECB for giving me this opportunity to host my show and represent them. And I want to wish all the other DJs for the rest of the night good luck on their shows. They're going to do great. And once again, thank you all for this opportunity. It has been a pleasure presenting my show to you. Have a great night.